They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I like the King James has said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. I want to continue the series I entitled Wait Upon the Lord. We had to look at the time factor. We had to look at the attitude factor. Today, I want to minister on a subtitle, Remain in Him. So when you are waiting upon the Lord, you have to remain in Him. Praise the Lord. So nobody says that he's waiting upon God and he's not waiting and not remaining in Him. I did emphasize a point that Isaiah wants you to know, that relying on God is not as a sign of weakness, but it is a sign of strength. And if there is something because of the level of weakness that comes into an individual when we begin to mature, when we begin to grow, he said that the youth even become weary, they become weak. If there is something that will keep the constancy of your strength intact, it's waiting upon the Lord. And that is why David, in his writing in Psalm 90, Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3, it said that because of this benefit that one engages in and acquire, I've decided to wait. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry, and He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, established my going, and He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Precious one, I'm not here to come to minister a word to you to make you excited in your soulish aspect, but I've come to speak a word into your spirit, that at the end of this message you will leave here knowing that everything that has happened to you in addition to what I've been said in the discipleship class, I want you to understand that God, when you wait upon God, He will beautify things in your life. It doesn't matter how horrible, it doesn't matter how nasty it may look. When God comes into your situation, because your time is due, because your attitude has been put right, and when God visits you, He's got a way of putting a praise in your lips. And I pray this day that no matter your circumstances, no matter whatever you're going through in your life, may the grace of God begin to put praise in your lips in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, waiting upon the Lord is a great commitment of an individual towards the great God. I want you to understand, when you are waiting upon God, it is not something to be taken lightly. It is not something to be taken so easy. It is something that must be taken very seriously. And everybody who has become born again, who understand the mystery city of God, who understand the potency of God, you must understand that nobody encounters the graciousness, the power, and the splendidness of His anointing that He has set unto those who love Him. It calls for those who love Him to wait patiently upon the Lord. It is a great commitment that must not be taken lightly. Waiting upon the Lord is an expression of denoting an individual surrendering their all upon God in order to experience the power of this God in their life. It is a total surrendering oneself in awaiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Surrender means to give yourself all out in order to experience the supernatural grace of God. Precious one, if you are waiting upon God, when you begin, when God explained this mystery to me, I remember many years ago when I was in school, the more I studied, the worse it became. The more I studied, my expectation did not come to pass the way I was hoping it shall be. But when things doesn't go the way you expect them to be, and you begin to do all that you know that God wants you to do, and you begin to do all you can do, and nothing changes the situation, I want you to know and I want you to remember that he's got the power to make all things beautiful in his own time. And he's also given us a consolation that when you try and it doesn't work, he gave us his word that all things will gather for good for those who love him. Those who love God are those who wait upon him. If you don't love God, you can't wait upon him, because it puts a demand and a requirement from the individual. Everything we are hoping for must be in him. And therefore, if it isn't in him, then it will be impossible for us to obtain that hope in him. Everything you are hoping for must be in him. Therefore, if it is not in him, it means you can't obtain that from him. I am referring to God. God does nothing outside himself. And when I define himself, in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was nothing, was anything made that was made. Without him was not anything made that was made. What does it mean? Everything that have been made was made out of him. Therefore, I like it when Minister Mary was teaching us this morning. She emphasized the fact that it is not all things. There are some things when it is not in God, you can't take it from God. I know we are heading towards the latter part of the year. We are left with few months to end the year, but I've come with the voice of God. And I want you, if you are able to receive this word, I believe it will change your life. I said it will change your life. Now John is saying that, why must the word God reveals himself through his word? And John chapter 1 verse 14, when God wanted to send a redeemer, he could not send anybody to do the change. But the Bible said in the book of John chapter 1 verse 14, it said, and the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten Son, of the holy begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The reason, the agenda of the Word of God is to reveal his glory. I want you to say in your heart, glory. I can hear your heart speaking. Amen. Amen. I'm saying that whatever you are hoping for in God cannot be exclusive outside his word. Then why must his word carry you into what you are hoping for? Because everything you are hoping for has got an agenda. And the agenda of whatever you are hoping for is to show forth his glory. And this glory I'm talking about is to bring... The Bible said when he show forth his glory, people will believe in our God. In Psalm 19 verse 1... it said that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his word, his handiwork. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not going to take a lot of your time, but I want you to understand that you can't hope in God, you can't be waiting upon God, and we don't see God in you. That is what I'm talking about. Every believer, when you gave your life to God, you said to yourself, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. What it means is that you have joined the family of those who wait upon him. Praise the Lord. Because nobody takes anything from him until you wait for it. Now in to demonstrate this, I like it when Jesus spoke to fishermen, he tried to be a fisherman in his illustration. When he tried to work with farmers, he tried to relinquish his information as a farmer. In John chapter 15, verse number 4 to 7, I want to use this text to explain my point. Everybody who is waiting upon God, when I see you, I have to see the God you are waiting for. John, the beloved of the Lord, is writing, and this was somebody who was not in distance with this Lord. He's somebody who was very intimate to this God. He was very close. He falls within the inner circle. And John is talking, and he's experienced some things, and that has enabled him to write what he's writing in John chapter 15, verse 4 to 7. Now, the Bible is saying that, he said, when you read it from the verse number 1, he's saying that, you have to abide in me, because if you don't abide in me, you can't bear fruit. But when he got to the verse number 4, where I want to emphasize my point, he said that abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise the Lord. When you are hoping in God, it places a request on God. When you are waiting upon God and you are hoping for something, it places a demand on heaven. But God is saying that you can't place a demand on me unless you abide in my word. And when you are abiding in the word of God, it must not be done partially, but it must be done completely in its totality. Now, what God is trying to tell you, unless you abide in me, if you are looking for a job, it doesn't mean that you only have to respect that part of the scriptures that deals with job. If you want to get a wonderful marriage, it doesn't mean that you only depend and exclusively idiosyncratic. What it means is that particularly you don't just depend and you don't just step on that side and leave the other side to be in the mess. What am I talking about? I'm talking about somebody who wants to have an engagement with heaven. And when you are waiting upon God, it means everything about God is what you are waiting for. Because if you want to see his glory, it doesn't mean that you step one foot in and one foot out. When somebody who is waiting upon God, when I see you, I have to see the totality of God in your life. Now come at a time when we have Christians who so claim we are Christians, who so claim we are in the family of them that are waiting upon God, but we aren't seeing anything of God in us. You are joking. When we are waiting upon God, you don't treat children, and you don't abuse children, and you don't abuse your husband, you don't abuse your wife, you don't abuse your employer, because you are waiting upon God. You begin to walk with the word of God. God, and you allow the word of God to take precedence upon your whole body. What am I talking about? When you are waiting upon God, it means that everything about God is what you are hoping to achieve in your life. Waiting upon God is the yielding of oneself unto him. Waiting upon God is yielding ourselves to him, to take on his life and living for him. And continuously in faith. When you are waiting upon God, it is an individual who is yielding their whole being unto God and saying to himself, take all of me and let me have all of you. Remaining in him doesn't only involve trusting in him, but it also involves what? Living by him, living for him, living to him. An individual waiting on God must be on the journey to want to conform to the image of God. When somebody is waiting upon God, it is somebody who represents the identity of God. If somebody is waiting upon God, I don't want you to tell me that the God you are waiting on is a loving Father. I want to see love being transmitted through your life. When you are waiting upon God, don't tell me God can forgive. When I look at you waiting upon God, forgiveness must quarantine your whole being. That is the attitude of waiting upon God. You didn't surrender oneself in totality to say that I now obey you, Lord Adonai, Master. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This message came to me when I told you that not only are you supposed to respect God in the dimension you want to experience him, but you begin to long for all of him in your life. If you are here waiting upon God in your finances, it doesn't mean that you can treat your husband, your wife anyhow. If you are here waiting upon the Lord in your ministry, it doesn't mean you can treat people anyhow. If you are here waiting upon God in your marriage, it doesn't mean you have to treat people anyhow. If you are here waiting upon God for the womb of the fruit of the fruit of the womb, it doesn't mean that you have to treat people anyhow. It is a total surrendering unto God. When you miss somebody waiting upon God, it is that person who is trying to represent the kingdom on this earth. Praise the Lord. When the book of Revelation was being written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 16, when the church message was relinquished to the church in Laodicea, they said, the church of Laodicea, I know thy deed, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of them, of the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Anybody who is waiting upon God, precious one, I want you to understand, you have to have this constancy of representing his word. I am waiting upon him in his completeness. If you want promotion at your workplace, most of the time, it is not what you have been assigned to do alone, but they look at it totality on your relationship around people, not only in your department, but others also in your other departments. I'm talking about somebody who is waiting upon God. When you are waiting upon God, it means that you take into consideration everything that has been said by this God. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, my favorite scripture, the first time I had an encounter with the scripture was when we are baptizing an individual down here. He said, I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. When you are waiting upon God, you begin to lose consciousness of yourself. You begin to let go of yourself and take the whole of him. Precious one, I don't know what you are waiting for God about, but I want you to understand that it is something that must not be taken lightly. It is something that you have to wait upon him in everything concerning your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me use this illustration. Assuming you want to go to the train station and wait for a train. Now one knows that to wait for a train at a train station is one thing to know that you have to wait for the train, not at the bus stop, but at the train station. Praise the Lord. So when you are waiting for the train at the train station, it means that you are trying to comply with something. The railways information, you are trying to listen to them. Not only are you supposed to know you have to wait at a train station, but you have to know the totality of the rules that governs the train. You have to know that there are certain platforms. You can't just be waiting for the train on any platform. You have to know that there are certain platforms that will not lead you to your destination. You have to know their time. You have to acquaint yourself with everything concerning the train in order to be successful in getting to your destination. And I want to plead with you, there are many distractions that will come our way to make us lose consciousness when we are waiting upon the Lord. I remember when God told the disciples to wait for him in Jerusalem until they are endowed with power. It is not just being in Jerusalem that matters, but there was an attitude, there was a way, a disposition that was required of them. And the Bible said, they said, we are waiting upon God. We are waiting for the promise. But yes, sir, we want to go out and fish a while. But God is saying to them, I don't want you to fish. I don't want you to worry about what is on your left or right. I want you to solely depend upon me. And the Bible said, they said, we are willing to wait, but we want to go back to fishing. The more they went back to fishing, the more you became helpless, the more they became useless, until they obeyed God in the totality of what has been said by God. They never encountered the grace of God. I pray that whatever has given you double-mindedness in your life, that is not making you give your whole attention to God, I pray that today, before you leave this place, heaven will have an encounter with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Precious one, when you are waiting upon God, he said, I should tell somebody under the sound of my voice. He said, there are things that are normal. There are things that are part of the existence in the earth realm. But he said, I should tell you, the youth will faint. He said, the weak men will grow weary. But he said, they that wait upon God. It means that where people are waiting for you to go down, they don't know that you have depended upon God. They don't know you have waited patiently unto God. That is when everybody said there is a casting down, you begin to say there is a lifting up. When the doctors have concluded on you, and you have waited upon God, that is when you go to the hospital, and the doctor will say, we don't know what happened, and what we saw before is no longer there. Then you will tell them, it was not by might, it was not by power, but because I decided to wait upon God. There is a benefit that comes to those who wait upon God. They don't age in any way. What does it mean? It means that even in your absence, your children can still walk in the glory of God. It means your children can still have an encounter with the provision of heaven. When I can't go to work, and I've depended upon God in the days I could go to work, and I've surrendered my whole finances into the hands of God, and I've applied myself accordingly to what he has required of me with my finances, that is when I can't go to work, he will send angels to provide for me, because I've chosen to depend upon him. I pray over the life of somebody under the sound of my voice this day. It may look as if you have wasted your time, but get ready. Something is about to be renewed in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what I want to say to finish it. Now, you must understand, Jesus gave a parable in Matthew chapter 13, verse 9 to verse 3 to 9. He said, then he told them a parable. And he said, a farmer went out to sow a seed. And he was scattering the seed. It said, some fell along the path, number one. He said, and the bears came and ate it up. Why did the bears come to eat it up? They tried to distract it from focusing in the soil. Be with me. Now, when the farmer went to scatter the seed, he wanted the soil to have koinonia, to have fellowship with the seed. I want to plead with somebody under the sound of my voice. Anything that takes your fellowship from God denies you on your waiting. The second group is a stone fell on rocky place where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Praise the Lord. These are things that came to distract the connection of the seed with the soil. Other seed fell among thorns. I pray that everywhere you are with the tongue spirit, may God deliver you. There are certain environments you need to be able to wait upon God. It said, others fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plant. Still others fell on good soil. You shall be a good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 and 30 times what was sown. Let me go to the verse. What explanation was given? Should I finish? These are the things that will distract you from your waiting. Number one, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the devil the evil one comes and snatch away what was sown in their hearts. This is a seed sown alongside. Precious one, if the devil wants you to lose your waiting, he will cause you to lack understanding. I pray today that as you are seated here today, your waiting will gain understanding in the name of Jesus. The second thing you have to battle against, the seed fell on rocky grounds. Refer to someone who hears the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When the trouble and persecutions comes because of the word. Listen, this is powerful. I can be here for the whole day. Look at this. It said the persecutions came because of what? Because of the word. Some of you are going through something not because the economy is wicked. It's because of what you carry. What you have decided to wait upon. That is why you're going through some of the things you're going through. Because of the word. Praise the Lord. The seed, the verse number 22, the seed that fell among the tongues referred to someone who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it what? Unfruitful. Precious one, when you begin to go through tribulation, when you begin to go through adversary, when you begin to hear bad news, when you begin to look at left and right, and you are being bombarded constantly by things that cause you to worry, precious one, it's about time you wake up. Praise the Lord. Among all of these, there are certain remnants. But the seed fell on good grounds, that fell on good soil, refer to someone. You shall be that someone who hears the word and understand it. Today, receive understanding in the name of Jesus. This is the one who produces crop, yielding a hundredfold. Today, you will yield in the name of Jesus. I am pleading with somebody under the sound of my voice. That let nothing move you away from the place of waiting. You can't wait. The message today is saying that you can't wait upon God partially. When I see your attitude towards the things of God, when I see the way you do things for God, when I see the way you treat people, when I see the way you handle the information of people, when I see the way you do things, I will get to know by relating it to Christ. When I put that attitude in God, when I put that attitude in Christ, I must see that it is what? Conforming to the image of Christ. You can't be waiting upon God and be at loggerhead with your friends. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. Your renewal is based on your conformation to His image. Those who are waiting for God are those who surrender their all.
Praise the Lord.
As I bring this message to a close, next week I'll be talking about some of the spiritual ingredients you need, without which you will not be successful in your waiting. You can have the timing right, you can have the attitude right, but if you don't have those ingredients, you can't meet on with the demand. Praise the Lord. And I'll be talking about them next week. Waiting upon God is a very powerful thing. But you can wait upon God and know that He that has promised is a faithful God. I remember many years ago when I was looking for a job, and all the agency I wrote to, the big agency, they told me there was no way I would get a job. And God has given me a word. He says, son, I'll give you a job. And when I look at everything around me, my attitude towards God, I kept the intact. I kept that intact. About 10 years ago. And every now and then, when I remember my pain, when I remember what I was going through, it pricks in my stomach. I feel pain. When I look at my situation with the eyes of man, with the eyes of men, I say to myself, how can this be, like Mary said? But I did the things, the ingredients that we're talking about next week. And apart from having the attitude, having the timing, I decided to not listen to anybody who would discourage me from that voice. And sometimes God will speak to you, and you have to move away from some friends, because the more you listen to them, you will become like them. I trusted them. And I used to live in Ilford, in London. And I'll be moving from Ilford, walking all the way, because if I stayed in the house, it was too burdensome. So I will walk from Ilford, and I'll just take a stroll, walking around, just to leave the house to have a fresh air. I have waited. And the more I am waiting, I'm waiting in totality of obeying God. Not exclusively, but inclusively. I waited for Him. People told me, walk outside, do something outside the word of God. I said, if I do something outside the word of God, I can't wait in that process. I was walking one day and I had a phone call from somebody I've never met up to date. He said, I've got you a job. I want you to go. Give me your details. He gave me the details. I went for the interview and I got a job. When I went for the job, instead of me to be observed as a teacher, the head teacher said, go and observe other teachers and give us what you think about your teacher. But this thing we are talking about is not a joke. If you are waiting upon God, don't put one leg in and put one leg out. Depend on Him completely. Thank you, Father. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Whatever you have decided to wait upon God in, may God give you the strength. Everywhere you are giving up, in a place you have to hope in God, I pray that may you remain in a place of waiting. But your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. May your life never be the same. As you walk out of this place, whatever take you out of the place of waiting, may God deal with it in your life for you. It be your health, it be your family. Oh, come on, thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here, God said, I should tell you, don't be too overwhelmed with your children's future. Just wait upon me, say the Lord. May God bless you.
May God increase you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. In your life, God is taking it for you. In the name of Jesus. Shall we stand on our feet?